Today, we are seeing hundreds of years of scientific discovery being challenged by people who simply disregard facts that don't happen to agree with their agenda. Some call it pseudoscience, others call it faith-based science. But when you notice where this negligence tends to take place, you might as well call it political science. You can see political science at work when it comes to global warming. Despite near unanimity in the science community, there is now a movement driven by ideology and short-term economics to ignore the evidence and discredit the reality of climactic change. You can see political science at work with respect to stem cell research. Despite its potential, the federal government has restricted funding for creating new cell lines, putting the burden of any future research squarely on the shoulders of the private sector. Now, government's most basic responsibility is the health and welfare of its people. So it has a duty to encourage appropriate scientific investigations that could possibly save the lives of millions.